WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police officers were involved in a standoff yesterday afternoon with a juvenile with a knife threatening to harm himself and his father. This was outside their home on Strasburg Circle off Barron Road in the Southern Plantation subdivision. The young man eventually set the knife down. Then he was arrested for aggravated assault and transported to the juvenile detention center. A College Station police officer with red lights and siren going was hit yesterday at the Walmart entrance off Texas Avenue south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Witnesses say the other driver had their line of sight blocked by a semi and trailer attempting to make a left turn onto Texas. The driver was waved ahead, but in doing so, struck the passenger side of the patrol car. The officer was not hurt, and the other driver refused medical treatment for minor injuries. And last week's death of an A&M student in a crash on Highway 21 near Cook's Point has led to a reminder to be well-rested before driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says fatigue driving is something college students should avoid.
You know, as these kids get ready to take their finals and stuff, they really need to take that extra day where they're at, get that extra sleep before they get on the road to wherever they need to go back to. Because I certainly do not want anything to happen to somebody to take the final and then fall asleep and then have a crash and serious bodily injury or possibly death.
Morgan says fatigue driving might have also played a role in a crash on Highway 79 in Milam County where a school bus was hit. If you live in South College Station and came home last night having to reset electrical devices, that's due to a power outage. College Station Utilities reports equipment at the Spring Creek substation detected a problem. That resulted in 5,400 customers without electricity, adding to the city's new power outage map. CSU employees spent the next hour out in the field redirecting power to the affected area. The original problem's cause remains under investigation. A Bryan man has been arrested for the ninth time in 3 years. 21-year-old Ronnie James Lott was picked up Monday afternoon for illegal possession of two handguns. This began when Bryan police, patrolling a neighborhood north of the municipal golf course that had numerous burglaries, learned from a bystander that he saw someone outside of a home that he had not seen before. Lott was found outside a home on Truman Street. According to the arrest report, after Lott identified himself, the patrolman learned he had threatened to shoot an officer. That led to frisking Lott and finding a .38 and a .45 caliber handgun, along with a debit card belonging to a woman who had a protective order against him. According to jail records, Lott's arrests since June of 2010 included family assault, drug possession, and criminal trespassing. The Brazos County Health Department is investigating 8 cases of diarrheal illness related to E. coli infection. 5 cases have been confirmed with one particular strain of the bacteria. State officials are assisting to determine if there is a commonality, and if so, what action should be taken to prevent further cases. County officials recommend anyone with signs or symptoms to seek medical care. On our website at WTAW.com is a list of warning signs and a link to the Centers for Disease Control for more information. 14 members of the U.S. House and Senate paid a visit yesterday to a delegation in Washington from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Chamber President Royce Hickman says they focused on reforming health care, taxes, and immigration.
We've talked to Democrats and Republicans, and I think that people, you know, believe we're on target with our agenda, that we're getting a lot of compliments on the fact that we're not up there really pushing things specifically for Bryan College Station as much as we are specifically trying to do things that will benefit the country.
Hickman says updates and question and answer sessions included House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. It's the second year Congressman Bill Flores arranged meeting space in the Capitol for the group sessions. Today, the chamber members will split into groups to catch the remaining 31 members of the Texas delegation they didn't see yesterday. And state and national law enforcement ceremonies to remember the fallen are including slain Brazos County Constable Brian Bachman. Last weekend, Sheriff Chris Kirk and the department's honor and color guards joined family members in Austin. Kirk says the Texas Peace Officers Memorial was very meaningful to all family members.
They got to interact with the other 24 officers' families that were honored here. And so there were services and functions that they participated in, and they got to really interact with others that suffered the same loss they did, and I heard them say that that was very comforting for them.
This Saturday, family members, along with the sheriff and the Color and Honor Guards, fly to Washington, D.C. for a national remembrance. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 69 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Satellite photos confirming moisture is working its way into the state, and that moisture is going to show up in the form of some cloudiness. We'll go back and forth between intervals of clouds and sunshine today. High is going to be 80 to 85. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Scattered showers and thunderstorms begin developing tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Showers and storms tomorrow night, they may be strong 70. Partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm on Friday, high of 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11. Let's go to Austin, and State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
We missed talking to you last week, and in the interim, you did an interview on Texas Tribune, and
I did.
Sat in the hot seat a little bit. So
I did.
I'd like to talk a little bit about that, because I know one of the things that was a big discussion is funding for transportation. There's some options out there, but basically, how do you think that should be handled?
Well, the Senate laid out a plan that is a pay-as-you-go plan. We took $2.9 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to address the critical infrastructure needs in reference to transportation. That saves us over 30 years. Instead of issuing bonds, it saves us about $3 billion in interest payments. So I think that's an appropriate use of Rainy Day Fund, Economic Stabilization Fund, in reference to addressing some of the critical transportation needs. That package also included $2 billion to fund the water infrastructure needs, and then also $800 million more for education.
Have we basically, I know the governor really wants things out of the Rainy Day Fund to be a one-time type of deal. Is this usually for catastrophes of some kind? This isn't a catastrophe, it's a crisis, but how do you feel the governor's mansion is going to respond to something like that?
Well, I'm not for sure how Governor Perry will respond. What I can tell you is that the Senate unanimously voted out that bill. It has the support of the Lieutenant Governor as well as the Comptroller. I think it's, we came down here to govern, to address the priorities of the state, and two of the critical priorities are water, roads, and education, and that's what that Senate joint resolution did.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning. I believe it was Royce West who introduced it, and if you can help me understand, the idea of doing away with a registration sticker, and we're going to combine that, does that mean that we won't be doing inspections on vehicles anymore, and are we going to lose revenue out of that plan that the senator is putting
forward? No, there'll still be inspections. They'll be tied into stickerless, and they'll be tied electronically to the VIN number, and then when you go get your car registered, they will verify that you've had an inspection, and you'll get just one sticker.
Okay, reason I ask that is because obviously that money goes toward highways. Now, also, there was some discussion of vehicle sales tax increases. You don't like this idea?
I don't like tax increases. No, mm-hmm. I'd rather be going the other way. So I haven't heard that discussion. It hasn't been something that's been strongly discussed on the Senate side, at least.
The baseline number, $315 billion needed in transportation. I think TxDOT came up with that number. You're a little suspicious of that?
I am. I think that doesn't really do a good job of prioritizing the critical transportation infrastructure projects that need to be funded. Part of that, I believe, has some kind of wish list funding. We certainly do need to devote more attention and more funding to transportation over the next number of years. Texas is a very fast-growing state, and really because of our economic success, people are moving here from other states and from out of the country because of the vitality that we have in our economy. So I realize that that transportation is a critical need, but water, in my opinion, is even a larger critical need.
The Senate on Monday passed some new curriculum requirements, and this was House Bill 5, that the Senate version of that, that would drop the number of tests that students would have to take. Your thoughts there?
Well, that's a very important piece of legislation. That is a kind of a wholesale reform of the Texas public education system. I've heard from literally thousands of parents and educators and students about the high-stakes testing and the lack of flexibility in the curriculum. And that bill addresses those issues. It passed off the Senate floor unanimously as well. And I'm very pleased with the direction that we're heading in reference to dropping the number of tests from 15 to 5 and expanding flexibility and opportunity for students to succeed.
Next comes Medicaid expansion, raising its head once again. It voted out of committee successfully to at least look at that. And I was noticing that...
Not on the Senate side, on the House side.
Now,
Medicaid expansion, one important aspect of Medicaid expansion that's come out recently, there's a study in Oregon that looked at Medicaid expansion, two different cohorts, a group that received Medicaid expansion and a group that did not. They only had enough money to fund one group or one amount of population. And at the two-year time frame, it didn't show increased health in reference to diabetes and cholesterol. And hypertension. So that kind of makes you take a step back and think, what are we doing? Are we actually getting a bang for our buck here in reference to expanding Medicaid? So the discussion continues in reference to the best way to take care of our uninsured and those that truly need our help, but is expanding Medicaid to a population that is single, childless, able-bodied, the right thing for the state of Texas long term?
Or is there a private market plan? I mean, obviously, this is a polarizing issue. There's no doubt about this.
That's right. There is a plan in reference similar to the Arkansas plan of expanding to take care of our uninsured through private marketplace. That's an option. But I, again, want to look in a broader perspective. Should Texas, long-term, expand a program to a population that is, again, childless and single and able-bodied? What does that do to the individual, their individual initiative and industry? Is it going to tie our hands financially long-term when our federal government, which is broke, steps back from their promises to the state of Texas and to all states?
A couple of interesting things. You've mentioned them already this morning. A couple of unanimous votes. Of course, one was the joint resolution.
Right.
The other had to do with reducing the number of tests. These are unanimous. There's some folks who have different political ideologies over in the Senate. Are we going to see them come back late in the session and say, hey, we voted for your, this is what we need in return?
Well, we have 19 days left in the session. It always it's kind of a gets a little bit more dicey down here the last month. But, we're not like Washington, D.C. We're not as dysfunctional. We certainly understand the pressing needs of the state, and I think there is some common ground in reference to the path forward, at least on the Senate side, about our priorities and our responsibilities of taking care of Texas and now as well as for the future.
Well, I hope we can feel comfortable with it, but it's certainly unusual to see the unanimous votes
coming
out.
It is, compared to 2 years ago. It's a completely different world down here.
What else happens between now and when we talk again next week?
Well, we have the conference still in reference to the budget. It has not been fully hammered out. Right now it's in what they call a conference committee, and that the budget will eventually get back to the floor to be voted on. We have still issues in reference to the TRS and the ERS. It's a process and one that's kind of designed to kill bills and limit our government. And hopefully by the end of it, I can report that we have a budget and we've addressed some of the priorities of Texas in reference to water and education and transportation. There's always the potential for a special session. There is some issues in reference to redistricting that are standing out there and tax cuts. So that's up to the governor. But I hope we get our get our job done by May 27th.
Well, geographically, it doesn't impact you as much. You're fairly close.
I'm ready to go anytime.
All right. Very good. Then we speak with State Senator Charles Schwertner on Wednesdays when the Senate's in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
All right.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
820 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mayor Jason Byinski from the city of Bryan joins us this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well, thank you.
Council didn't meet this week, and last week's P&Z really didn't have anything interesting, but when do tattoo parlors return to council?
Well, currently right now, the staff and the Planning and Zoning Commissioner are looking over the issue and looking at the options for that situation.
Okay. Yesterday was the opening of the new treatment plant. How'd that go for you?
Yeah, we're exciting. They turned the nozzle, so to speak, and let it flow. But I think they got a song named after that. But we're excited about it. The $18 million Thompson Creek Sewer Treatment Plant on the west side of Bryan College Station there. It will serve Bryan's expanding needs on the west side, but it's also going to serve some of College Station's expanding needs on the west side down Highway 60. With our partnership with the city of College Station, they're going to provide us sewer on the east side of town down Highway 30 so we can expand and grow our city and new businesses and residential subdivisions, and we're doing so likewise on the west side. So great partnership with the city of College Station, and we're excited to have this plant go online. So I texted Dr. Barfnick a little earlier this morning to make sure there wasn't any hiccups this morning with all the transfer, but everything so far so good. So
all right.
We're excited about it.
We haven't heard lately. Let's talk a little bit about sales tax revenue and building permits and how that looks, both residential and commercial, on the building permits.
Well, 2012, the building permits were up from 2011. 2011 was an off year, and so far building permits for 2013 are ahead of schedule from 2012's mark. So we're seeing a lot of new growth and development in Bryan, both on the residential end of it and the commercial retail end of it. You can drive around town and you see construction sites everywhere. So we're excited to be bringing in new dollars to help with the city services for our citizens, and also to help maintain or lower the tax rate for our citizens. So very excited about it. You're seeing that in Bryan and in College Station, but definitely a big increase in the past few years just in Bryan.
All right, your sales tax revenue?
Sales tax, we're hoping for like a 2-3% increase. From 2012 for 2013, you know, 12 was better than 11, of course. So if we can stay on top, but we'll be great with all these new retail establishments, restaurants, the Chicks, and all the other C-stores that are opening up. We're hoping that will exceed our expectations on sales tax. And that also goes with hotel motel tax, the tax that our visitors to the city of Bryan pay when they stay in our many wonderful hotels in Bryan will help pay, and that goes towards our quality of life here for our citizens in Bryan. So we're definitely seeing an increase in hotel motel taxes just by all the new hotels that are popping up. So it's good for our community.
What sort of things are happening over in Austin that the cities are looking at that might impact you in some way?
Well, we've got a delegation right now in D.C., and it's the same message that we've given our legislators in Austin, you know, just kind of leave us alone and let us continue to operate the way we're operating. And, you know, no unfunded mandates, you know, no last-minute opportunities to come in and screw something up in our communities. But, you know, we like local control. We like to do what we're doing and for the benefit of our citizens and not have extra layers of bureaucracy in that. But Marilyn Strada, our legislative director for the city of Bryan, she's in D.C. today making sure that all the congressional leaders and Senate leaders are taking care of us here in D.C., back here in Texas. But, you know, she watches the state reps and state senators very closely to make sure that there's just nothing else that we need to be taking a look at. But the main thing is that they just leave us be and give us as much local control as possible and no additional taxes or financial burdens from the city. But and then find ways that we can partner with the state on highway projects. Again, Bryan was ahead of the curve here in the past few years when we were working on some infrastructure improvements and going to the state for some dollars for an overpass on Highway 47. You know, we put some of our money into the pot to get that here, more so than most communities would match. And so, you know, there's creative ways of continuing to develop and expand a community. Bryan is embracing those, and we're hoping that our state legislators will take a look at what we've done here in Bryan and say, all right, we may need to require some additional revenues. If we don't have the revenues at the state level, we need some local dollars to help bring in some of these big infrastructure improvements, and we've been doing so in Bryan.
Pretty sure I know the answer to this, but this is the first May that there haven't been any elections. Usually you're having to campaign this time of year. Do you miss that?
It's weird, Scott. Honestly, you know, this past November was the first go-around of November elections for municipal and school board elections, and I'm up here in November, and we'll be running for re-election for mayor, and it's the first time that I've actually had to campaign and run a campaign in the fall semester. So, you know, in between Johnny football and A&M football and everything else going on, we'll be out doing our campaigning, and we did move the elections to November to save some tax dollars. We didn't want to spend $400,000 or $500,000 on voting machines to continue those elections in May. You know, the council felt that there's more people that vote in November. You have a larger voice of the community to come out and vote, again, saving tax dollars. So, you know, in doing so, you know, we're okay with it at this point. I've talked to other mayors in other areas. They're continuing to operate their elections in May because that's what how it's always been. So it is a little weird knowing that we should be having elections coming up, and you know, but moving them to the fall is fine. This year is a little different than it was last year. You had a presidential race, and so top to bottom, there were a lot of ballots to take a look at, a lot of people to choose. There won't be that many on this November's election, so it'll mainly be municipal and school board elections in Bryan and College Station. So I'm hoping people will turn out and vote since it's not a presidential race or county races or congressional or state rep race. So, again, in efforts of saving tax dollars and becoming more efficient, and, you know, we've moved them to November. Sure. But some of the candidates last year felt that they were kind of left out. You know, when you're dealing with the presidential race and you've got statewide races, those signs can be lost in the crowd, and, you know, we have very little dollars to spend on campaigning as opposed to a county or city, I mean, county or state or federal race. And so you're kind of eaten up with all the other advertising that's going on from the other
lost parties. In the clutter, so to
lost
speak.
Lost in the clutter. Yep, so, but we had, you know, record turnout for municipal elections mm-hmm. this past November. So we're hoping we have another record turnout. And again, more people that vote. More voices are heard.
Sure. Anything else?
Oh, again, just exciting times. I don't think we mentioned before that
we've got an event coming up. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Bryan got its new 3D IMAX movie theater coming to town. So,
Jenna was here last week. I mean, between the announcement of the tubing plant and the IMAX theater, it was a pretty big week for Bryan last week. That's for sure.
It was. I think our IMAX theater upstaged our major manufacturer that was listed before. I guess we should have separated those out, but everything was happening at the same time.
Sure.
And the Prolime's pipe and tube deal was actually delayed a week, and so it kind of got into the same week as the IMAX. But we're hoping to open that up here in August, September of this year, and got to get a behind-the-scenes tour of the facility. They're actually excavating the two existing theaters to put this 350-seat theater top-notch theater here in Bryan-College Station. So we're excited about it, and I know my kids are excited. But, you know, again, it's one of those. We bring jobs, you know, we provide city services, and mm-hmm. then have a lot of people that come up to Scott and say, you know, Mayor, we need entertainment venues. You know, we need such-and-such park here or such-and-such, you know, I grew up, it was called Poos Park. We need more of those type of entertainment venues, and IMAX is going to provide one of those.
Sure.
One other quick event, May 18th. At 10 a.m. Merrill Green Stadium, we've got the Hershey Track and Field Games. So we invite everybody to come on out and cheer on those groups. We've got ages 9 through 14 that are participating. Registration dates are going on through May 16th. So you can go on to BryanParksandRecs.com or CSTX.gov for City College Station website.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Jason Bansky, the mayor of the Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you, our community segment is, by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
An important debate takes the next step. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. The immigration reform bill in front of Congress right now will face a challenge in the coming days as hundreds of amendments to tweak the legislation were filed late yesterday. Both sides of the political aisle are looking to make tweaks to the bill, with the first test happening tomorrow before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Fiscal second quarter profit for Whole Foods was up 20% on a jump in sales. The stock was up 9% after the closing bell yesterday, after announcing a 2-for-1 stock split. Mother's Day is this weekend, so have you gotten her that special gift? A new study from RetailMeNot.com says we worry about what to get Mom more than Dad's gift for Father's Day. The report says that 2 of every 3 people have concerns because they feel they have an obligation because of all the things that moms do for us. Wall Street futures are almost flat a day after the Dow Industrials closed over 15,000 for the first time. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn here in Texas is a living, breathing thing. And right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food. A regular feeding with Scott's and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Southern Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The new online power outage website at College Station Utilities showed 5,400 customers without electricity between 5 and 6 yesterday afternoon. Problems caused at the Six Creek substation remains under investigation. CSU employees went out in the field to redirect electricity along both sides of the freeway. The 5 o'clock hour yesterday afternoon had lots of College Station police officers tied up on two events. One was a crash involving one of their patrol vehicles. This was at the entrance to Walmart off Texas, south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Witnesses say someone trying to make a left turn from the Walmart drive to Texas was waved to go around a semi that was blocking their view. That vehicle struck the passenger side of the patrol unit that was on Texas with the red lights and siren on. The officer was not hurt, and the other driver refused medical treatment for minor injuries. At virtually the same time, other officers were in the Southern Plantation neighborhood off Barron Road. They were outside a home on Strasburg Circle when a young man had threatened himself and his father with a knife. The standoff ended with no one being hurt and the juvenile being arrested for aggravated assault. The president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is more encouraged about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Royce Hickman was among those in the Capitol yesterday, hearing from 14 leaders of the U.S. House and Senate.
Three areas that seem to be getting most of the attention right now are immigration reform, tax reform, and health care reform. There's still a lot of interest from some folks that are trying to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act, but I think most people have resigned themselves that they need to try to look at the things that are going to hurt the public and hurt businesses and our economy the most and try to do something about those.
Hickman says the one-on-one meetings also resulted in getting a commitment from Senator Ted Cruz to make an appearance at a local chamber function in the future. Brazos County and state health officials are investigating if there's any connection to 8 cases of diarrheal illness linked to E. coli infection. If any common factors are found, county officials say they will determine what actions should be taken to prevent further cases. 5 of the 8 have been confirmed with 1 strain of the bacteria. You can learn more about E. coli on our website with this story at WTAW.com. Anyone with symptoms, which are listed online, is asked to seek medical care. And a Bryan man made 2 trips in and out of jail in 3 days. The latest visit for 19-year-old Alton Harrison Jr. was Monday afternoon, where Bryan High School officials say he violated a criminal trespassing order by trying to catch a ride home on a school bus. That was 2 days after Harrison was arrested and bonded out of jail on a misdemeanor theft charge. Harrison, who is not a Bryan High student, was issued the criminal trespass warning from an incident last November. And last weekend, the Brazos County Sheriff, the department's Honor and Color Guards, and 85 local motorcyclists participated in a statewide tribute to fallen Constable Brian Bachman. Sheriff Chris Kirk says they're leaving this weekend for a national remembrance.
We'll be taking this same honor guard with us, flying to Washington to participate and honor Brian. His name is also being inscribed on the memorial wall there, and there'll be a candlelight vigil and very similar services to what we just participated in.
Kirk says the Brazos County Citizen Sheriff's Academy Alumni Association is picking up the $10,000 tab for the trip. Information about making a contribution is available on our website at WTAW.com, along with the sheriff's photos from last weekend's statewide memorial. And there's a giant problem for health officials in Houston, and it's a first for Texas: the discovery of a giant African land snail in a woman's backyard. Biologist Marty Martin says these snails carry a parasitic disease called rat lungworm, which is a form of meningitis that can sometimes cause death. Martin says making matters worse is that the snails multiply quickly and there's a danger in picking them up.
Kids just happen to be playing in the wrong place at the wrong time, picking up a snail, not really knowing what the risk is.
Unfortunately, the snail discovered in the woman's backyard got away before it could be captured, which would be the only way to stop it from spreading. In addition to health issues, the snails can eat anything and can grow to be 1/2 foot wide. And with upcoming graduations and Memorial Day weekend around the corner, law enforcement is again reminding motorists about distracted driving. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says that includes not getting enough sleep before hitting the road.
I was at an accident scene the other day where positive fatigue driving was in play with one of our A&M students. That's something I want to point out, that the kids at least try to get that extra day of rest before they head out to go wherever they need to go to.
Morgan says statewide, the number of crashes from distracted driving rose by 8% last year to more than 90,000. That resulted in 453 deaths, 9% more from the year before. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 68 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481.
693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
You know the name Sufal Prater, you know the name John Deere. You put those together and you know you're going to get top quality that's going to last and last. And you know, right now is a great time for you to visit them, because if you're looking to actually get a mower that can get the job done for you and get it done quickly, they've got a Z-Track mower which fits the bill. Now, here's what's great about the John Deere. Here's what's different about the John Deere. For instance, the deck. It's stamped 7-gauge. That means it's one piece. There aren't any welds in there. And you go out and just grab that thing. It's thicker than the decks on other mowers in its class. It's going to last. Now, they don't break, but I'm going to tell you that John Deere offers a warranty that's better than the competition because they don't break. And they'll take care of it. If there's a problem, Sufal Prater can fix it because they've got technicians that are trained specifically for this product. Plus, mowers now offered at a price that's more than $1,000 lower than it's ever been before. And right now you can get 0% financing for 60 months. And that's never been offered on the product before. So go see this Z-Track. It's the 915B. Just walk in, have a look. Here's what you'll also find when you walk into Sufal Prater: somebody who's willing to answer any question that you've got. If you're moving up into a class of yard tractors or mowers that you've never done before, know that you'll be absolutely comfortable at Sufal Prater. They'll answer your questions for you. Highway 21, go to cptractors.com to find the location nearest you, or Sufal Prater. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. More great weather. Look for a high temperature today, about 85 degrees. Winds will be up a little bit, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Low temperature tonight, probably around 64, and then we'll be in the 80s all week long and into the weekend, and a chance of showers. Right now it stands at 40% for tomorrow, 60% tomorrow night, then 50-50 on Friday and Friday night, and 50% on Saturday. But quite honestly, we could use the rain. 84% relative humidity, and it's 65 degrees right now. Okay, we get a chance to have fun again. Got finished doing all the interviews.
Yay! Oh, boy.
Yay. All right, because that's why we're here.
When you said it was a chance to have fun again, though, I almost thought you meant that some donuts had appeared in the break room.
Oh, well, they may have. I'm not exactly sure. We have the most eclectic. I don't know what's going on, but in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, and if you have a refrigerator in your break room, maybe you can relate. But our break room has just exploded into this bizarre combination of all sorts of stuff that has been, some of it's sitting there for a long time. Now, I know one thing's cats because it's in a Baylor Bear cup. Nobody else would have that. Is that yours?
No.
Oh, well, there's something in there in a Baylor Bear cup. And again, it's something. Don't know what. Various restaurants around town, stuff that people have eaten and not completed, and so they put it back in there and they stick their name on it. And it's just, I mean, it's to the point where I used to be able to put my little bag of apples or something, you know, just any place in there. It was wide open. But if you go in there right now, it looks like a food bomb exploded. And I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what's different about that. But anyhow. So, police in Illinois say A driver chose the wrong way to celebrate her freedom. That would be 58-year-old Erin James. Erin was pulled over and found to have a blood alcohol level of 0.16.
Hmm.
That would be double.
That's pretty hammered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Double your legal limit. According to the police, Erin's vehicle had supposed to have had this breath alcohol ignition interlock device, you know, where you blow into it to be able to start the car. Well, apparently she didn't have that. That was her first problem. But in her defense, the woman explained that she'd only gotten drunk because she was out celebrating having been let off the hook for a previous drunk driving arrest.
Oh.
Like you do.
Of course. I got off that drunk driving arrest. Let's go get drunk. No reason not to, right? Okay. Hey, remember all those stories that fewer people are watching TV now?
Yes.
Turns out they're really not.
Wait,
Nielsen Company.
The stories are not true, yeah. And people really aren't watching TV.
Nielsen has now added people who stream TV on the internet or on their phones or on their laptops. So as a result, the numbers go up.
Ah.
That makes the TV executives feel a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
since the numbers are moving up. Now, last week, I guess, I watched an episode of The Office because I had time and it was, you know, not when it was on. And I watched it on the computer, which I don't do too often, but I did. And, you know, they're putting commercials on there.
Yep.
So the question is, when do you become resistant to that?
Mm.
How much commercial material needs to be on there for you to get annoyed to the point where you're not going to do that again?
Well, I know that a feature I enjoyed with Hulu was, at least with the free version of Hulu, that you can choose between having commercials all throughout, or you can have a extra long commercial at the beginning. So if you just sit through this one extra long commercial, then you're not interrupted throughout the program. I thought that was a pretty cool way to do it.
I haven't been to Hulu since they jilted me. I was not happy with Hulu.
They jilted you?
Well, I mean, kind of. It's just, you know, they provoked me. Well, I was trying to watch Justified. I'd missed an episode of Justified. And so they said if I did this, you know, and joined for a month, which was free, then I could see this Justified, okay? Well, I couldn't see it. So, of course, I turned right around and canceled my subscription. And I haven't been back to Hulu since. All I do is get spammed by them now. Don't you miss Hulu? Don't you wish you had Hulu? Don't you want to upgrade to Hulu Premium? No! Leave me alone! So anyway, I don't know what Hulu does now. But that would be kind of interesting. But at what point do you look at it? Because watching The Office, I mean, they broke about four times for a 30-second commercial, which got annoying. Mm. I think that was more than I wanted to see. So when you start talking about that and how many people are going to be watching that stuff, aside from sitting in front of their television, when does that commercial interruption become so great that you don't want to do that? Because the beautiful thing about a DVR is you can just fast forward through those puppies.
Yes, sir.
Just move right on through. So we'll see. All right, here we go. Trekkies. Is that right? Is it Trekkies?
Trekkers.
Yes. Trekkers. Okay. Trekkers can get a bit more excited now. Paramount Pictures has moved the release date of Star Trek Into Darkness. They've moved it up. A day.
Is there a reason?
The company, yeah, they had such a run on advance ticket sales that Paramount has bumped up the movie's release date to May the 16th, a Thursday, at 8 p.m. And if there's an IMAX theater near you, there isn't one yet, but there will be, you'll be able to see it a day earlier. And you better get your tickets now since IMAX has already sold out screenings in several major markets, including... It's sold out in Houston, so never mind. But San Francisco, Seattle, Philadelphia, L.A. J.J. Abrams movie stars the reboot of a cast of Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto or Kinto, do we know?
I believe it's Quinto.
Whatever, okay. Alice Eve, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. So there you go. So it doesn't matter. You can't see it one day earlier at the IMAX in Houston because it's already sold out. But just remember, it's out there a day earlier. What I'm thinking is it gives them one more day of ticket sales.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the way they're looking at it. If that's the case, they could back it up another week. And they won't, but nonetheless. So, Kat, you're planning to see it?
Oh, Oh, sure. Why not?
Like the first day or, you know, one of those?
No. Well, you know me.
Well,
I still haven't seen The Hobbit, and that was like, that would have been one of the movies I would need to see. Mm-hmm. I just don't have a lot of time to go watch movies.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, though, because it's something that you'd like to see, would that necessarily change you? But I guess if The Hobbit, and of course I know.
Yeah, no, The Hobbit, yeah. Like, I wanted to see that more than anything, and
you too,
I
right,
didn't
Kevin?
See it. So.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, now, come on.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
If it's time to take your personal style in a new direction, head north to North Hair Design Studio and Spa. With hair design, massage therapy, spa services, and very personalized service, it's like a little taste of New York in downtown Bryan without the big city price tag. Call for an appointment or just walk in. We're at 206 North Main Street. Like us on Facebook and visit northhairdesign.com. Then head north.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 10 minutes till. Swift Clothing Company stores promotional gimmick causing a little controversy.
Uh-oh.
Hall Huber stores, I kind of like that.
Hall Huber.
Ask women to run around wearing nothing but underwear for the chance to win over $500 in free clothes. But a local government spokeswoman says, quote, this stunt is primitive and extremely sexist, end quote. Absolutely
yeah,
no reason.
Yeah, are men allowed to run around for this contest?
You know, that's an excellent point. That's why they don't have boys' night at the bars, right?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, but anyhow, there's absolutely no reason to have half-naked women running through the city. Stores management defended the contest, saying they just wanted to appeal to young, spontaneous customers.
Yeah.
Actually, I think what they wanted to do is they wanted to appeal to young, spontaneous female customers, but... just saying.
And probably, preferably better looking.
Well, if that's possible, yeah. Hello?
Hello. Hey, you were quoting that information earlier about the guns?
Yes.
Yeah, further down in that article, in that report, it states that they actually surveyed people in prison that use guns. They did a survey of where they got the guns from.
Right.
And only 2% of them got them from gun shows or pawn shops.
Wow.
Interesting, even more. Good. Thank you. Good, I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a Department of Justice statistics about the amount of gun violence and gun fatalities actually has fallen precipitously, and we're not hearing much publicity about that. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy. Wonderful. Jim Dandy, you know.
Good.
No, I just, what y'all were talking about just a minute ago about the clothing store trying to get the young ladies to be spontaneous. It's kind of like nudie beaches. Most of the people you see on nude beaches are people you don't want to see
Very
nude.
True. Yes, you're exactly right. Yes, spontaneity is important. You don't want some people coming and lifting up their sweatshirts and deciding that they want to run around semi-clothed. Hard to imagine the world of Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff hasn't been with us forever. Forever. But it really hasn't. There are many, many firsts out there. Do you realize the first email, I think we mentioned this the other day, the first email was sent by Ray Tomlinson to himself in 1971. The text messages were entirely forgettable, the test messages, entirely unforgettable, because all he did is he did QWERTY, like top of his keyboard, just kind of a test thing. Rather than type test, he just typed QWERTY. The first domain name ever registered was Symbolics.com. That was in 1985. Keep in mind there was no internet to speak of in 1985. So who visited the site at that time, I'm not sure. Don't know how many hits they were getting. Hey, we got a hit last week. First website dedicated to information about the World Wide Web went live in 1991. Basically an information site to tell you about the internet, 1991. Huh. First picture uploaded on the web was posted by Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, not like Al Gore, on behalf of a comedy band, four women gawking at the camera. Okay, which, how is that different than now? Don't we have pictures of people gawking at cameras now?
Now they make duck faces.
That's true. The first AOL instant message was sent by Ted Leonis to his wife in 1993. It read, "Don't be scared. It's me. Love you and miss you." She replied, "Wow, this is cool."
Like you would.
Yeah. That again, remember AOL? Yeah. Remember AOL? I got an email from somebody the other day, and their email address was AOL.
Get out.
Wow.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, they're over 50. John McCumbly ran the first banner ad ever. It went live October 1994 on Hotwired.com, promoted seven art museums, and was sponsored by AT&T. The first item sold on eBay, which, by the way, was called AuctionWeb in the beginning, was a broken laser pointer for $14.83 in 1995. Okay. First book purchased on Amazon was in 1995. It was Douglas Hostfelder's Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanism of Thought.
Well, that's riveting reading.
Probably not in their top 10 anymore.
No.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg was the first person on Facebook with ID number 4. The first three Facebook accounts were used for testing. The first non-founder to join Facebook was Ari Haste, who was in Israel studying to be a rabbi. The first YouTube posted was by co-founder Jawood Karim in the San Diego Zoo. He uploaded it in 2005. It was watched 10 million times.
Holy cow.
And the first tweet written by co-founder Jack Dorsey in 2006. 2006. The line read, "Just setting up my Twitter." T-W-T-T-R. That was 2006. So there you go. I mean, they're actually, I guess it's been around long enough, we can actually say there is history on the internet.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, kind of a nice sidebar on this whole Cleveland story. Charles Ramsey, the guy in Cleveland who basically stepped in to help Amanda Berry. Got a tweet from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, they said, we'll be in touch. came from the
cool.
corporate office where, you know, they make decisions on marketing. McDonald's for life? What do you think? You know,
it sounds good. Hey, he's been, you know, every time he's like, I was eating my McDonald's.
Exactly. Oh, no, he's got, he did a good job of getting them right out front there. All right, here we go on this date in history. In 1847, Robert Thompson patented rubber tires, which he called air wheels.
Wow.
Who knew? I mean, you know. 1886, a pharmacist by the name of John Pemberton. We know him now. He invented that carbonated beverage that later was called Coca-Cola. Had cocaine in it, though, right? I think the original.
Yes, it did.
1956, Alfred E. Newman first appeared on the cover of Mad Magazine. His slogan, What Me Worry. Gosh, what a simpler
time. And
then time.
When he grew up, he became Scott DeLucia.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I forget who he is. It was somebody famous, I think, but I don't remember anymore. 1977, county commissioners in Parker County voted Buck Naked, Texas, out of existence. They decided that Buck Naked's road signs caused too much misunderstanding.